And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, lots of bull sales going on right now. Conditioning is a key element in bull breeding soundness. Tell us more about that.
There are a lot of bull sales going on this time of the year, and different outfits may have a little bit of a different philosophy on how they grow these bulls out. So we're going to have maybe various body condition scores on these bulls when they're coming out of these sales. So leading up to the breeding season, body condition is really important in mature bulls and young bulls as well.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, more on conditioning when we come back.
Vermilion Dynasty, Keneally Commerce, Basin Jameson, and Bruns 5-Star, a sampling of the industry-leading Angus genetics from Riddle Angus. The annual sale is Monday, February 23rd at 1 p.m. at Stockman's East in Dickinson. 10 registered heifers, 20 commercial heifers, and 85 yearling Angus bulls that have passed a breeding soundness exam, freeze-branded, 150K profiled, and the Riddles will feed them till you need them. For more info, riddleangus.com or call Art 260-8275 77 or Rusty 260-2579.
The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale is Wednesday, February 18th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake. Selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 40 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale, Wednesday, February 18th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
Talking bull conditioning today on Ranching Issues, and James, I know bull fertility is also vital. Tell us more on that.
We've talked a lot about cow body condition scores and the impact it has on reproductive performance. And the same thing is absolutely true for bulls and their condition as well. If a bull is overly conditioned, it can affect semen mobility and morphology of that semen as well. And the same thing if he's under conditioned as well. But on our young bulls, when they hit the breeding pasture, we would like to see them at a body condition score of 6.5. And for our mature bulls, we'd like to see it at a 6. Because during the breeding season, depending upon the number of head they're having to serve and the area that they're traveling, they could lose as much as 200 pounds during a breeding season.
Good stuff as always, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Riddle Angus Production Sale, by the Berenson Bullinger Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.